Oh, hey there, cutie. Are you looking for anything particular today? Or are you just browsing around, like always? Come on, I've seen you here before. Always looking around for new books to read. Always browsing for hours and hours until you find that perfect piece. You're a real bookworm, just like me, aren't you? I mean, I've seen you here at least a couple of times every month, honey. Always leaving with a pack of books under your arm. Always with that satisfied smile on your face. And you know, I just love to see that. To see a handsome young man like you in here. A smart boy who loves to read. I won't lie to you. I find you to be quite interesting. You see, I think you have a lovely story to tell. I think that you are something else, something different from most of the other boys who come in here. So let me tell you what, honey. What if you let me pick out some books for you today? That could be really fun, don't you think? Just give me free hands and I'll make sure to give you something really, really good to... So what do you say? You're in? Great. Well then, let's see. I know just the perfect book for you. Here, An Unexpected Encounter. Have a look, honey. I read this book a couple of weeks ago and I just fell in love with it instantly. You see, it's about this young and insecure, but very handsome man. He's a bit shy on the surface, but under the surface, he's just bubbling with desire and sexual energy. It's like he just needs to have someone helping him to let it all out, you know? And then one day he meets this beautiful older woman in a cafe. This confident, mature woman who just enters his world like a tornado, turning his whole world upside down. So, of course, he falls in love with her quite badly. He just can't control himself around her, her curvy body, her silky hair, her sweet, perfect scent. Everything about her just makes him so weak for her. And through the course of this book, you really get to know the two of them, their deepest desires and insecurities, their backstory. And the dynamic between the two of them is just really interesting to follow. An older woman who helps a younger man find himself sexually and then challenges him and guides him. She's pretty much like a teacher to him. Someone who takes charge of his learning and helps him develop as a sexual being. She's almost like a very caring figure, in fact, as engaged as she becomes in his life, so very passionate about his development. And of course, the best part of the book is that all of the very explicit descriptions of their sexual encounters. Yes. Just let me read an example for you. Let's see. Here we have one. So, she held him tightly against her bosom, so tightly that he could barely move an inch. He was captured in her embrace, trapped like prey. He had no choice but to accept the situation, to just let her sweet scent fill his mind and body. To just feel her soft skin pressed against his face. He had no other choice than to fall under her spell, to accept her touch as she stroked her playful fingers through his hair, to accept the words she whispered so gently into his ear. "Good boy," she whispered. "You're such a good boy for me," she repeated with clear intent. He just couldn't think straight anymore. Everything just crumbled around him as he started to whimper and moan in sweet desperation to hear more of those wonderful words from her. It's okay, honey, she repeated softly. You're such a good boy for me, and I'm going to take very good care of you. I promise you that. His whimpers just continued as he nuzzled his face between her perfect breasts. They provided him a sense of security and safety that he'd been longing for his whole life. It was an overwhelming feeling for him to be cared for by a wonderful woman like her. Well, what do you think? Does it sound like a book for you? Oh, you look a bit shaky, honey. Are you okay? I know it's a touching story. It's really exciting, isn't it? A dominant older woman and a shy younger man like that. It's kind of like you and me, isn't it? You're a bit shy, aren't you, sweetie? Well, you know, you don't need to be shy around me. You can tell me exactly what's on your mind right now. So come on, tell me, honey. Tell me the truth. Have you ever fantasized about being with a woman like me? Someone a bit older than yourself? Someone with more experience who knows what's right for you? Someone who is confident enough to just push you up against the wall and kiss you right in the middle of a library like this? Oh, you have, haven't you? That's good. That's exactly what I wanted to hear from you. Now just take a deep breath. I'm going to take your hand, and then I'm going to lead you behind the bookshelves over there so that I can tell you a little secret. Okay, just listen now, sweetheart. I'm going to be really blunt with you. You see, I fancy you. I've had my eyes on you since the first time you set foot in this library. You're just the sweetest boy, and I think you know where this is going, don't you? I want to play with you. I want to show you new sides of pleasure. I want to grab you by the balls, just like this. And then I want to tell you exactly what you're going to do for me, because I just sense that you need someone like me in your life. Someone who can take charge of you and steer you in the right direction. So my proposal is quite simple, really. I want you to become my personal little book slut. That's right. I want to own you. I want to take control of you so I can give you that sort of pleasure that you've been looking for your whole life. That perfect pleasure of sweet submission. Yes, that's right. So from now on, you will only read the books that I pick out for you. You're going to read all of my dirty favorites, the most intriguing sex novels. You're going to read so many books on female pleasure that you'll know exactly what to do for me. Because I want you to understand something, sweetie. If you listen to me and you do as you're told, I'm going to make you the happiest boy on this planet. Do you understand? I'm going to teach you to become a very, very good boy for me. And I'm going to tease you and play with you in all sorts of ways. And just to give you a little example, I'm going to show you what I can do to you right now. Just feel my hand on your chest, pushing you back against the bookshelf. You're not going anywhere, darling. Here, let me just grab that gorgeous package down there. Let me just feel it. You are already getting hard for me, aren't you? What a dirty boy you are, having a boner in the library like this. It's okay, sweetie. I like it. I like how dirty you are. Just let me squeeze it. Let me rub my hand against your jeans like this. I can feel you growing for me, growing nice and hard for me. Good boy, you're not so shy anymore, are you? In fact, your cock is just screaming for attention, just poking out of those tight pants of yours, all rigid for me. It's like it's begging to be released, to be taken out and played with. Shh, don't say a word. Just let me do all the work now. Let me unzip those jeans for you so I can take out that throbbing cock of yours. There we go. Let's give it some fresh air. Let's get that cock the attention that it deserves. That's a beautiful sight, baby. What a beautiful cock you have. Now just stay right where you are. I'm just going to pull up my pencil skirt for you. Have a good look at that. You like my panties, don't you? My pretty little black lace panties. Sexy, aren't they? Are they what you expected? Did you expect a librarian to wear such sexy panties to work? Oh, you did? Did you? I bet you've been thinking about it before. What it would look like to see me without this tight pencil skirt. Well, here you have it. So take a good, long look. And you know what's hiding under there, don't you? That's right, baby. My perfect, pretty little pussy. My tight, wet little pussy, already dripping for you. I'm just so turned on right now to see your reaction to what I'm doing to you. Oh, fuck. I'm going to teach you to be such a good boy for me. You're going to be so good for me. So fucking good, sweetie. Now, just take a deep breath, and I'm going to kneel down on the floor in front of you and take that aching cock of yours and grab it and squeeze it and tickle those sensitive balls of yours, and then wrap my lips around your perfect cock. You taste so good, honey. What a good little book slut you are, being so perfectly quiet for me as I suck that cock of yours. You like that, don't you? When I take you all the way down like that, when I lick your balls at the same time as I take your whole length inside my mouth. Good boy. You're being so good for me. I just want to show you how good it feels to let me take charge of things. So that's how things are going to progress from now on. You're going to come to me once a week, and I'll give you new books to read, and I'll give you some tasks and challenges that I want you to perform just for me, just to show me that you can be a really good boy for me. And also, I'm going to need you to fuck me exactly like I tell you to. I'm going to need you between my legs, licking and sucking and kissing my most precious parts. I'm going to need you to give me what I ask for without any hesitation. And I think you can do that, sweetie. Can't you? Come on. Tell me that you can. Tell me, and I'll keep sucking. Yes? Good boy. Then let's make it even a little bit more wet and sloppy for you now. All over that hard cock. Yes. Ooh, nice and slick for me. Just listen, honey. That's it. Oh, you're so fucking ready to pop for me, aren't you? So ready to just squirt your load into my warm, wet, wonderful mouth. Then come on, honey. Do it for me. You can do it for me, can't you? Fill my mouth with your creamy load. I'm gonna suck it all out of you. Every single drop. Good boy. Good boy. That's it. Just be a good boy and come for me. Coat my tongue with all of your cum. Let it gush out for me. Fill my mouth. Leave that mess in my mouth. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Such a good boy for me. There you go, honey. I'm gonna swallow all of it. That felt really good, didn't it? I can see that you're all shaky for me. A whimpering little mess for me. Baby, you're all mine now. That was just the start of it. Your introduction to your new life with me. I'm going to teach you so much, honey. I'm going to take such good care of you. I'm going to make you the most obedient boy that's ever set foot in this library. I'm going to make you the most grateful little book slut. That's right, baby. I own you now, and you're going to do whatever I tell you to do. Now, I want you to go straight back home and think about what I just did to you. Really take some time to reflect on it. And then I want you to read this book that I gave you. Read it page to page, like a very good boy for me. And once you're done with it, once you're done, I want you to come back here, because after you've read it, I'm going to give you some new tasks to do. Now, let's get going, my little book slut.